Oh, wait, no, that's not it. Hey, guys, it's Jane. Oh, wait, no, what can I do? Guys, there's no time for a ding-dang quirky intro because we have three episodes to get through and a new guest. My name is James.
I'm Nicole.
And this is Mostly Speaking Sentai. Ho, 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 guys. I'm not James. I'm Augie Doggie's daddy. Daddy Doggy, and it's Augie Doggy Pissmas. Oh, I'm so proud of my jewel, the crown of my eye, Augie Doggy. He has an entire holiday named after him, Augie Pissmas and Augie Doggy. It's weird. Is it pissing my boy, or is he the one peeing? He likes to piss on fire hydrants, even though it'll give him a sex offenders list. Oh, my boy's on the sex offenders list for peeing. Oh, no. Oh, I hope our guest understands who Doggy Daddy and Augie Doggy are. If not, I have a bulletin over here. I can show him, categorize all the Hanna-Barbera characters. But I have to leave. My boy's just got a rest for pissing in Augie Doggy again. Yes, he's, what's the thing when a snake eats itself?
He's, Ouroboros?
He's Ouroboros in his own piss. He's pissing in his own mouth, and it's like a fountain. It's beautiful because it's my boy. And speaking of beautiful, oh my God, my co-host. Oh my God, she's the bro-most. Yeah, guys. Bros before hoes, but what if that hoe is your bro? It's Nicole Jacus.
Hi.
What do you prefer more, to be called like my bro-ho or bride to never be?
Neither.
You have to pick one. Please.
Neither.
What do you want me to call you? Girlfriend? Ugh. Spouse? Eh?
What's wrong with what you were saying before?
Common law, that's got me in awe.
Yeah.
What about that woman with the nice ass?
Okay.
Okay. She said okay,
no.
Guys. That's a valid. She said
no.
Okay. Yes, yes. Nicole, we are going to get into our week because we have a mind bombshell terrifying thing we saw IRL.
Yeah. Scarred for life.
Let's introduce our guest first. You have heard us speak with him and his co-hosts over on Into the Grid podcast. We have Mixtape Mike, or just Mike. Mike, how do you want me to intro you?
It's Mike. Don't worry about it. It's just Mike.
Just Mike. Mixtape
J-M.
Mike. J.M.?
Or M.J.
M.J. Oh, just Mike. That I was like, where's the J coming from?
You put it there.
You get out of here, Nicole.
Okay,
the only thing I
bye.
Put is the cute.
I just gained an hour of my day.
Oh, no. The only thing I put is the cute in acute mental breakdown.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm constantly having those.
Okay.
And sometimes
that's
having
concerning.
Full-fledged mental breakdowns. Because I still haven't, just every place that I can
after
do to
we
like.
Saw what we saw.
Oh, yes. Do
I
you
mean,
see what
yeah.
I saw? See. Saw. It's Christmas, Nicole.
No, it's not.
Because of the episodes we
okay,
watched.
Yeah.
Mike,
sure
we're going to get into that. First, how are you on this lovely Pissmas and Augie Doggie?
Fine. I am sweating like a horse on a rainy day.
Ooh, where are you calling in from?
I am calling from, can I swear?
Yeah.
I'm calling from bumfuck Wisconsin.
Ooh, oh, whoa, man, we're right below ya.
Yeah, I'm your northern neighbor, motherfucker.
Oh, man, are you over in Antioch? You don't really need to say where you're coming in from.
No, I'm not. That's why I said bumfuck. That's not a real place, by the way.
Oh, it's not?
It's a middle of fucking nowhere, basically. I'm living on a good old farm. Yeehaw,
oh, hell
partner.
Yeah. What you growing? Some weed?
Oh, if you wish it was weed. No, we have it's a typical garden, you know, vegetables, you know, fresh eating. Just living off the land.
Living off the land. Is that a song? Nicole, is that a song? And if not, is it enough to be a full-fledged song? Nicole, my queen. That chick with a fat ass.
Oh my God.
You always said okay to that
no,
one.
No, I didn't.
Okay, Nicole, please set the scene and tell us the story.
Do I get to tell it, or are you going to, like, interrupt?
I mean, I'll interject with, like...
Okay, so you're going to interrupt.
Things like that, okay. Like noises.
Just sound effects, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Maybe a...
We had to drop my mom off at Union Station, so we did that.
Chicago.
And then we were already downtown, so we were like, let's just sit by the river for a little bit and just, you know, watch the boats and just chill. And how do I we're just chilling, man. And
there's birds everywhere. Let's get in with that, because, like,
we're watching little birds eating popcorn.
Yeah.
And there's some seagulls flying around. There's some pigeons. Yeah. We look over, and a pigeon lands maybe a couple feet from us. And just as we watch in absolute horror.
Well, at first I'm like, what's in its mouth? What's going on? What's it, like, holding on to?
It just... swallows a small bird whole like a fucking snake.
And I was like, at first I was like, is that some type of debris, like, mushed together? Because we're by the lake, Michigan. And I'm like, what is that? Then it's like this bird who I think it, like, snapped its neck, because it's like,
oh yeah, 100%.
Like an agumon with a snapped neck flying in the wind.
Oh.
And it's holding it by its head. So beak onto head, just flipping it around. Then it, like, whips its own neck back and then takes down this entire bird.
Thankfully, there were, like, or maybe not thankfully, there were, like, two other people who were watching but couldn't watch. They turned away and they turned back around and they were just like, Did that seagull just eat that? Did it really eat that bird? And we were like, yes. Oh my God.
The seagull starts, like, scoping out other birds.
Yeah, maybe. There was just like, there were like five birds just sitting in a row, and I just scared them away because the seagull was just staring at him like that. He was trying to find his next victim.
Also, the bird wasn't even fully swallowed. You could still see, like, peaks of its tail feathers coming out of this seagull's beak.
It was traumatizing. So I Googled it, and that's apparently a thing. Apparently seagulls do that.
Disgusting.
Man, everyone talks about how crows are scary and, like, trash of the air. No, seagulls, man.
I'm pretty sure trash of the air is Delta. Living on a farm, do you see fucked up stuff like that?
No, that is the weirdest shit I ever heard. I have three dogs.
Yeah.
And my dogs would often, like, there's one of them that would grab a kitten. We have a bunch of barn cats. They'll grab a kitten and shake the fuck out of it and kill it.
No, why would you tell us that?
A little traumatizing moment for you guys, since you did a traumatizing moment.
But does one of your dogs eat a smaller dog whole?
No.
Damn.
But it's a cat. But it's a cat.
No.
But it ate it whole, though?
No.
This seagulls are the snakes of the sky. I don't like this.
Yeah.
Let's not keep going down fudged up things. We have one more story to tell from the week, though.
Yeah.
This is your story to tell as well.
Oh, I also have to tell this?
Yeah. It's a Nicole heavy as her ass.
Oh my God.
That's the last one.
No, it's not.
Yes,
it
is.
We all know that's a fucking lie.
No, Nicole's going to start saying them about herself.
No, not at all.
To which I will say, wow, that's body positivity.
Is it?
Yeah, if you're saying, ooh, my luscious stuff, but I can't say anymore.
Except I don't, though.
What? If you were to cut your butt off like an onion... and then flop it down, people would be like, yeah, that's pretty heavy.
Okay.
That's some heavy shit, man.
My mom was here, and in the middle of the night, I woke up to some crinkling noises that were real fucking loud.
And scary.
They woke me up, and I was afraid it was socks getting into something. So I got up, and I was like, what is that noise?
I'll set the scene.
She was like, I'm eating crackers. And yeah, that's the whole story.
But then I woke up and I wasn't sure what it was. And then I heard Nicole talking and like discussing it. So I just fell back to sleep. The next morning, I'm moving the bed because we put the mattress down for her mom to sleep on. And then as I'm moving it, I'm like, what? Where'd this Cheez-It come from? And then her mom goes, oh, that was me. I was like, wait, was that the noise last night? And she tries to like say, oh, it wasn't that loud. Oh, it's totally fine. I was just eating a cracker. Then says, oh, and I only had to like bat socks away a little bit because, you know, like he wanted to eat the cracker. I was like, okay. And you didn't let him eat that? And she's like, no, I just let him lick the salt off. And I was like, that's letting him eat that. Don't do that. And she's like, well, how would I have known? I was like, I've told you so many times, don't feed him human food.
Yeah.
Personally, I don't want her to feed him at all.
I mean, the funniest part was just her genuinely thinking she was being quiet.
Yeah, not at all. Get up and like go into the kitchen.
Nah.
Pour yourself a bowl of just a couple and then eat it.
Gotta get those night crackers.
You ever have nighttime cravings, Mike?
Always.
Okay, who?
Always.
I'm the opposite, never.
I'm a big chunky chunky fatso, so I always eat at night.
Well, we wouldn't know because one, you're lying about yourself, you look great, and two, you don't have your camera on.
I'm being mysterious.
What's the most mysterious thing you've ever done?
It's a good question. Very good question, James.
You ever catfish someone to death?
To death?
Yeah.
To death? What?
You just catfish them real hard to the point where they're like, I can't live without you, person I don't know, and then scream.
God, I was a weird teenager. I used to actually take pictures of a porn star and catfish guys. It was weird.
I feel this is the second time a guest has admitted to catfishing.
Yeah, I feel like this is a normal thing.
Wow.
I guess it is. I remember like, ooh, she's a hot chick. I'll pretend to be her, and I'll just save the pics, upload it to a profile, and I'm like, hey guys, how's it going? You like what you see? I don't know what I was doing as a fucking teenager, but I was just like, fuck it. Why not?
You're like, I know how a dude thinks. I know what they want to hear.
I'm getting those dick pics.
See if I can fuck with this dude. I don't have anything else to do.
No, I don't. I want to see if I can catch some guys, you know, as a lusty older porn star, which I don't even know who I took pictures from, but I just, from the internet, I just randomly picked a girl like, oh, she's good.
At least they're not talking to a real person.
What was the intent? Were you being like genuine and sincere with them? Like, hey, you want to know what? You're worthy of love.
No.
That's what I would have done.
I'm dating myself. I was in those like old chat rooms, those AOL chat rooms, just talking to guys, just hanging out, acting like a chick for some reason. Maybe it talks about my sexuality and maybe, I don't know.
Nicole, you ever done anything like that?
I sat on a roof once and ate Pringles. That's pretty mysterious.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you ever play Hard to Get?
It was at night.
In Harvest Moon?
Hard to Get in Harvest Moon?
Yeah, I don't know what the date, like I never was into the dating parts of Harvest Moon.
No.
Okay. He's living the real Harvest Moon. He lives on a farm.
Sure.
Down by the river. And
I was waiting so bad to say, living in a van down by the river.
Yes. Oh, man.
Oh, I couldn't. I was like, I just kept holding that in. I was like, God, you guys are talking about going by the river. I was like, who's living in by the river?
Were we talking about living by the river? Oh, the seagull was.
Jesus Christ. James, catch up. Catch up with the conversation here.
I'm sorry. That was 10 minutes ago.
I don't care. I like the reference ship back then.
I don't think I had a bit
good
planned
times
for us, but I don't think we're already 20 minutes in. So we got to clamp down, but we're still going to get to know you. Mike, this is your first time on here. What's your relationship with Power Rangers? When did you get into it? What about Super Sentai? Give us the deets.
Yeah, I'll give you the deets on that. I would love to give the deets on that. I grew up on Power Rangers. I was like 3 years old when my Morphin came out. I sat in front of that TV seeing those spandex teenagers fighting monsters. I'm like, what is this? I want this. I kept watching them throughout my life. You know, sometimes in and out, you know, I would see like Zeo and then Turbo, and eventually I would lose it for a while, and I end up at 10, 11 watching Lightspeed and Time Force, which wink, wink, nudge, nudge, Time Ranger. So, and eventually I, you know, school happened and I was like, Power Rangers is a little too kiddish for me. So ended up like losing touch out of it. Noticed it was on Netflix one day and in high school. And I was like, ooh, I should catch up on Power Rangers. And I just binge watched the fuck out of Power Rangers all the way through. I was like, damn, this show was pretty darn cool.
Hell yeah.
Cut to about actually 2 years, 2 years ago, 2019. I am just meeting new people, chatting with new friends. And I'm like, talking to my co-host now, Sean. He's like, I was like, you like Power Rangers? Yeah, I like Power Rangers too. Let's do a podcast together. And that's when Sean and I did Into the Groot together. It's been 2 years now.
Hell yeah.
Christ. So we started with Dino Thunder, did Lightspeed. Now we're on SPD. And Super Sentai comes around because I'm like, huh, I can watch Super Sentai now with this podcast. When Dino Thunder rolls around, we're watching it, and I'm like, maybe I should watch Abba Ranger. Started to watch it for a while, and I was like, it's okay. And I end up like watching like a chunk of Abba Ranger for a while, and I'm like, I fell off it. Then, as an April Fool's episode of our second season, we watched the first episode of GoGo 5. Mm-hmm. And I was like, ooh, okay. Okay, it's pretty good. I never kept up with GoGo 5. I was like, eh. But now, coming to the third season, I ended up saying, hey, let's do a compare and contrast segment on the podcast where I compare the Sentai to its counterpart. And I'm like, this is perfect. Deku Ranger is pretty fucking decent. Mm-hmm. SPG takes some elements. It's pretty good. It's a good adaptation of it so far. There's some elements here and there. And I was like, shit, I'm hooked. I'm hooked on Super Sentai now because Deku Ranger is so good. And I'm like, I've got to watch other seasons. And then I'm like, Mostly Speaking Sentai is doing Sentai stuff. I should listen to their stuff.
Ooh.
They're doing Time Ranger, mm-hmm. And I'm like, Time Ranger? I love Time Force. And yeah, that's where we are now.
Hell yeah. We did a similar thing for April Fools, where it's like, hey, we're going to finally start watching for bonus episodes SPD, because everyone's like, you'll love SPD.
You fucking fooled me, you motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you listened to that, and you
I did. You
messaged us saying...
That's why I mentioned you to come on the podcast, because of that episode.
Yeah, we're little scamps. We did Bible Man, which is, earnestly, I am really enjoying Bible Man. Nicole, wow. Thoughts on Bible Man?
It's interesting.
All right. I realized that we can only have our, like, really good friends and people who have guested on the show a lot to do that. So, like, to get a brand new person on and be like, hey, we're watching Bible Man, I feel like there's a lot of things we might have to tiptoe around of like, oh, what are their thoughts on religion?
Yeah.
Can we even make fun of this? Which technically is Bible Man blasphemous in itself.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts?
I don't have any thoughts.
All right. No thoughts on Bible Man. But what about Time Ranger? I was going to say Time Force. This is a time travel-centric show. If you could go back in time, what would you do? You don't need to worry about killing, i.e. I'm removing killing from the table. What would you do if you could go back in time?
Oh, man. You know, this is my shit. I love time travel. I love all time travel, fiction, media, all that stuff. It's in my wheelhouse.
Oh, do you like Trancers?
I have yet to see Trancers.
You should check out Trancers. It's on Tubi TV. It's fantastic. The second one
so much about it.
Is pretty good. The third one, it has its moments. Then the fourth and fifth, don't even bother.
Good to know.
So just watch the first one.
Can't watch the first one. Check. No, I would totally do a Back to the Future thing where I'll go back to the 80s and just fucking go to the movies, like go see The Evil Dead in Ooh. Theaters in 1981. You know, maybe go see Bon Jovi in concert. You know, just to experience the 80s as it was, because I'm an 80s head, mm-hmm. basically. So just have fun with it. Maybe if I want to do some history hopping, maybe I'll just be going to, I don't know, I would meet famous historical figures. I would go say hi to Abe Lincoln, like Bill and Ted.
Oh, man, he smells so bad.
I mean, we're the same height. I was just like, hey, Abe, give me that hat. I'll be you for a day.
Whoa. I hope you pick the day that you are him.
Hopefully not the day that he dies.
Yes, that's what I'm... He's like, yeah, man, I'll go to the Playhouse for you. No. I love seeing the theater.
That'd be a great decoy, actually. Have a switcheroo. Just be like, hey, I'll be in place of that. Let me do that for you. Just take the shot. And then Abe Lincoln would be alive for his presidency. Changing fucking history.
So you're martyring yourself.
Sacrificing for the good of history.
That's... I think the most noble thing we've heard someone say on this time travel. Nicole, if you could go back to the 80s, what would you do?
Go to a mall.
Okay, same.
Yeah, man, the mall. Let's go to the mall.
I'd go to the Scanners Mall.
We pooped at the mall today. We pooped at the mall.
That's from Sarah Silverman program. Mike, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. There's either an aggressive delay on our ends, or Mike is just baffled and does not know how to react.
I'm always baffled by you, James. What are you talking about?
All right, hey, I'm a little scamperoo, guys. I'm playing with my mic cord.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Which is a euphemism for books.
For Time Ranger.
Guys, today
segue.
We watched... 3 episodes because it's in an arc of Guillen. We'll call it Guillen's arc. Episodes, Case Files, I apologize, pedantic people out there. Case Files 42, 43, and 44 of Time Ranger, entitled The Fallen Angel of Destruction, The History Correction Order, and The Revolt Against Time. Mike, what'd you think of this?
See, I'm jumping right into Time Ranger with you guys. I'm like, okay, I'm getting used to these characters. I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm starting to vaguely remember the counterparts in Power Rangers. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's who that is. That's who that is. And then, Gee, the robot.
Gien.
Thank you. I will mispronounce everything on this podcast. Hell I do say that.
Think of it as like a Gee, as in, you know, like you're in karate. But then,
N, but you're a robot.
Well, I was going to say N. What? But there's no N, but you're a robot? I'm trying to do like a
funny.
Phonetic thing.
Yeah, it's funny.
A gi, but an English major. So like an English professor is in a gi. So it's gi, N, E, N for English. And like maybe he's teaching you karate, but it's like very whitewashed.
Yeah, and he's a robot.
He's a robot.
And a creepy ass robot that his eyes poke out for some fucking reason.
I hate it. It's so scary.
I can easily tell you the Power Rangers name for the robot. It's Frax.
That's dumb.
It is. It kind of is a weird name to give that robot. But it's just like, yep. Because I did watch the Power Rangers counterparts for this, just for you guys. So,
did the Doman character, was he always wearing a Flyers jersey as well?
Remind me who that was?
He is the Yellow Ranger.
Oh.
He always wore a Flyers jersey.
Have you seen Time Force at all?
No. Uh-uh.
In Time Force, the Yellow Ranger is a female.
Oh, okay. Is she always wearing a Flyers jersey?
No.
Okay. I guess it's like an Angel Grove jersey. What jersey is she always wearing?
She's not.
Oh, my God. This would be like if
she's in the nude. It's supposed to be
crap.
A kid show.
She's just wearing a bikini.
No, a Flyers bikini.
Holy shit. She's in a cheerleading outfit. Okay, for the Flyers cheerleaders. Okay, this would be like if they... I know the real reason why they never fully adapted Die Ranger. This is the real reason. They couldn't find an actor to be as cool as Shoji's counterpart.
is accurate.
Yeah.
I read it on a blog.
She's the strongest member of the team. She's got super strength. So,
so she's still like a grappler? Is that her background?
No.
They didn't even make her a wrestler. They could have had her be like, hey, I'm like China. China was really big back then. Or like, ooh, I'm like Queen King Kong. I just watched a movie with her and her.
Is she at least like trying to date people?
Yeah. Is she dating someone from the 20th century?
She always flirting with peeps?
No.
What?
Wow.
I guess when you're saying that, I'm just like, interesting. That's just how the differences are between Super Sentai and Power Rangers.
Wow, that's baffling. She's not having this inner turmoil of like, is it better to love and lost than never to have loved at all?
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Very.
Yeah. So, no. As I was saying with Time Ranger, I totally forgot how much of a banger the theme is. The theme song, Time Ranger, is my favorite.
See, I'm always back and forth on it. Like, it is cool, but I think as a theme song, it isn't good.
It's fine.
Oh, man. I mean, I could just listen to that all day long. I mean, so good. No, but you got me for 3 episodes. I'm like, dear Christ, I have to watch this many episodes?
But they're very short.
I mean, they are, but I'm like, you're putting me right in a Christmas episode, for crying out loud, in August.
Yeah. Hey,
sorry.
It's Pissmas and Augie Doggie. Mike, you want to come on our Pissmas episode?
Oh, my God.
It's like, wait, what's that? Do you guys, what are you celebrating over there in Chicago?
A Pissmas is something Nicole came up with. I was like, hey, let's do a Christmas episode. And she's like, oh, okay. Could we do it like Pissmas? I was like, whatever that is, yes, let's do it. So we just drink water whenever specific keywords are said, and we try not to go pee, and we have our friends over to do it.
Yeah.
And we watch like a Power Rangers Christmas special because those are always just batshit dumb.
Right. I remember now. I have a bad memory. Thankfully, I can remember these episodes, so I can talk with you guys. So
hell yeah.
I did watch them in the morning, so with my cereal, oddly enough. Saturday morning. Actually, it's Tuesday morning.
Yeah. Oh, no, we don't let people know when we record. It's supposed to be evergreen. We don't care. Why do people care about that? It's so weird. But what's everyone's first note? We'll say it in 1, 2, 3. Violent Cook screams coming pacifying. To mean has become aware.
Are you supposed to take notes during this? I didn't take notes.
Uh-oh. Okay, well, first.
Spamemi.
The first thing, I think we kind of have the same thing, Nicole. When Guillen's pacifier key gets taken out of his back, he screams violently, which makes me think, like, maybe he was aware of this entire time, and he's finally, like, not trapped within his own skin.
Yeah, probably.
Did you think that was just taken out of his penis?
No.
I was just like, did he take his penis out? Just like, oh, my penis!
No, if anything, it would be like a butt plug.
Sure.
Yeah, okay, I can see that now. Yeah, butt plug.
You ever been plugged up, Mike?
I hate when I get plugged up. It's so bad, especially eat cheese.
Oh, no, I meant like, have you ever had a butt plug inside of you? And you don't need to answer that.
Yeah, of cheese, James.
Oh, okay,
you listening?
Yeah, it's made of cheese, James. Follow along.
You get a block
a butt
of cheddar and carve it.
He carvels it. I was thinking, hey, he's from Wisconsin. Maybe they do have cheese curds the shape of a plug.
No, that's anal beads.
Oh, okay. Cheese curds is anal beads.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that.
That's the title of that.
Everybody knows.
We can't. Oh, man.
Tokusatsu.
Nicole's trying to say his proud partner, podcast
you
partner
can't say it
of the Tokusatsu Network. Well, I was bent up on
the
Tokusatsu Network part. I forgot the proud podcast partner, PPP.
Peeps.
They make us change the Pissmas titles. We have to go with penis. Yes.
Which just is worse. It sounds like penis.
Yeah, they're fine with it.
I guess it's more anatomical.
Penis?
Instead of just piss.
Well, I mean, urine. Oh, well, maybe I'll change it to urine miss. They call me Urine Miss. Arr, I'm a femme fatale just covered in the yellow.
They call me Miss Urine.
Yeah, why not? What if you had a
femme fatale name, Mike? Second note is Christmas.
Yes. My second note is Pissmas and Augie Doggy. I'm so proud of my son an entire holiday.
Oh, my God.
We find out that a Hell's Gate, that's a cult, I think. Heaven's Gate prisoner, yes. Harbel.
Yeah.
Harble.
Hardball.
He's on the loose. I got my cock on the loose. Got my cock on the loose.
I don't.
That's a Gigi Allen song. I think you even parodied it.
I don't think so.
He's out. And then we get a flash forward that is also a flashback to 2990.
Yeah.
And this is amazing. The setting of this, the rain. I like rain in tokusatsu. It's a night stage. And we find out how Gien and Dolnero met, and Gien used to be human.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Origin story.
Did that flip your wig, Mike?
That was actually fucking touching. I was like, oh my God, human. I was crying during that whole flash forward.
Dolnero's just a big old softy.
Yeah, he misses his friend that was like a nice person. And so much so, like, when he got hurt, he's like, no, I need to fix this. But it's like, what did I write down? Oh, it was right. It was literally where my finger was. When you become immortal, you become immoral.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh.
Because nice. Gien becomes a robot and he's like, I'm going to fuck shit up. I'm the smartest man in the world. Nothing can harm me. Then he does a Jackass video.
Yeah.
He says, my name's Gien, and this is the destroy the entire world stunt.
And it goes, oh, good time.
You're okay as long as you can count money?
Yeah.
That's a good one. And the abandoned pool yard that they're in is pretty cool.
In Power Rangers, they don't even focus on that story whatsoever. They do in the previous episode. With that character. So I didn't. They don't focus on that in the Time Force episodes.
Dang. That sucks.
I mean, if you want to see the backstory of Thrax in Time Force, you have to see the previous episode. But for these three particular episodes, they don't focus on that character at all. I will say right now, the only difference, just to get into that, because that's my specialty a lot on my podcast, is that he is actually building the robot.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Instead of the robot coming through the time portal.
Wait. Oh, like currently, like Dolnero is... Wait. Who's building what robot?
Gien.
Is building...
G-Zord. Oh, okay. I thought you meant like Dolnero was building Gien.
No, he's not even in Time Force, to be honest. They've replaced him with a different main villain.
What? Dolnero's cool. He smokes a cigar. That's the coolest thing
you
can find.
That's why they took it out, probably. Oh.
Yes, and he looks like fucking Jabba the Hutt fucked Pizza the Hutt from Spaceballs.
No, he looks like a beautiful Shamu became cool. Oh, he looks like...
No, he looks like if Shamu smoked.
Or when the street sharks get older.
Yeah.
Because one of them is a killer whale, I think.
Sure.
Correct? Mike, you're an expert on street sharks?
No, I have never seen that.
Whoa, man. You got to check out street sharks. It's like the opposite of Ninja Turtles. They're teens that get mutated.
I'm a biker's mice from Mars.
Oh, man. What about Samurai Pizza Cat? You got to get into Samurai Pizza Cat.
Oh, yeah. That's a shit, man.
You got to get into Boris the Bear when he kills all of them. That's a comic book.
So, Gien got away. And
he's the one that got away.
Is being helped by some person in a white suit.
So probably like P. Diddy.
Okay.
Or Sonny Crocker from Miami Vice.
Then my next note is Mr. Asami's in the hospital.
Yeah, because Gien wanted to take all of that like future energy from there, and he did. He succeeded, and he just tried to murder everyone in his wake, which one of the coolest scenes in this arc is when Gien, they're at the Asami building And he's like, oh, the Time Ranger are here. You can't stop me. And he's just casually walking, and it looks like a walk through the park. But the Time Ranger are like coming up to him, and he's just laser beaming them down.
Yeah,
and
that like, was brutal.
It was great.
Yep.
And then also during this, he says, human screams are a melody to me.
Yeah.
He's such a psychopath.
Because he's crazy.
If I had my keyboard plugged in, there is a scream setting, and you can actually make a melody with screams.
I mean, you could also just do it in post.
I don't want to do it in post.
Then don't. And we find out the person in the white suit is the Time Ranger's captain.
He a bitch.
Who's...
What a twist.
Yeah, it's a twist.
It's a twist.
It's a twist, boy.
And he's played by the same actor as Tatsuya, but done so well. will forget that he is being played by the same person. They feel like two characters.
Yeah.
So, in Power Rangers, it is the same thing. The reveal is a character that the Power Rangers have met before in the past, but it's like a character who's died.
Oh.
Spoiler alert. So, and they come back and they're like, you're alive? And it's played by the same actor. And and for Power Rangers, it's a really cheesy green screen effect. You can actually see like him and him together, just so composited, so weird. But it's effective. The actor did a great job playing both parts.
Lindsay Lohan was probably watching that saying,
amateur hour.
Have you ever seen Parent Trap?
I did it better.
Just get twins, guys.
Twins.
Be
you too.
Like in Die Ranger. We find out that Gien is protected by history, which would be cool. It's like Loki, and I'm protected by history to always be a shit stain.
Okay.
Okay.
We find out that the Time Rangers were supposed to die on their first mission according to history.
That was a shocker. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a pretty fucked up thing to say to someone. Just like, don't omit that.
It's like, you're only alive because I let you.
Which it probably is a power play.
It's like okay, damn.
Like if as a child, my parents like saved me from like death and it was like so close to me dying, they don't need to tell me that story.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's like if I was being a shithead teen, like, and they were like,
if you were born,
hey, appreciate it.
If you're like born with your
umbilical cord
wrapped around you.
Holy shit. That literally happened to me. And I guess they did all, but I don't value life more. I don't say this to my mother.
I thought that's what you were referencing.
I was not. No. I did almost die at childbirth. That's what Nicole is referencing. But I'd never tell my mom, like, oh, I wish they hadn't saved me. Because that's like a mean, like, to my mom, that would be a traumatic thing. To me, living in bliss up in purgatory because babies go to purgatory.
Babies go to purgatory.
Hey. What's your thoughts on babies going to purgatory? Is it bad? Is God being fucked? Or does it make sense because I haven't accepted Jesus Christ or been baptized?
Fuck those babies.
No.
Hell yeah.
I don't like kids, so they can just die for all I know.
Okay.
Just swimming. But no, so it's swimming dark. In purgatory. Actually, you want to know what that
even is?
I think that isn't a punishment for the babies. It's the punishment for other people in purgatory because they're just seeing seas of babies just crying and shitting.
And vomiting.
Wow, I can't believe we both said shitting.
Shitting.
Ooh.
So the 30th century is all fucked up because there's like time holes opening and sucking cities in there.
I like it when holes suck.
Because of reckless time travel. So the captain's trying to like fix that, prevent that from happening.
In a bad, mean way, though.
Yeah.
We then, so like.
And tells Tatsuya that his dad is gonna die in 2 days and that he has to leave the Time Rangers and go take over the Sami group.
Which, at this point, he's like, oh, that's not true, whatever. But then Tak, like, the phone starts ringing and it's Tatsuya's mom obviously calling to be like, hey, your father's in the hospital. But Tak either does not is or is not able to pick up a phone, which is like Sion should be able to create some device that wirelessly he can pick it up and talk to them. He's from the future. He knows tech. Or his mom is talking to an owl and like getting this message down of like, oh, yep, I'll give that to him. She doesn't know it's an owl. She's just like, oh, he has an assistant. He must be doing somewhat well for himself.
You're saying that they don't have a voicemail machine.
Well, no, it's either they don't have they. It's either they have a voicemail machine or Tak isn't able to answer their phone.
The owl is a voice
no,
machine.
No, or Tak did answer it.
Yeah, yes, that's what I'm saying. Either she's talking to an owl or they have a voicemail machine.
Okay.
But voicemail's from the 70s. That's, I believe, when they started.
Yeah.
Answering machines, I should say, because it was a big plot point in F is for Family.
So then this bio-robot G-Zord shows up because due to time travel testing, they just lose a bunch of stuff, apparently.
Yeah. Huge robots.
And it's gotta fight V-Rex.
And
yeah,
it can't be attacked externally, only internally, which means they have to say things like he has a thin neck and hips for childbearing.
Right, mental.
Yes, internal
attacks.
Mental
game.
Or I guess like feed him heavy caloric and cholesterol heavy things, mm-hmm. so then he just has a heart attack.
The long game.
Yeah, the long con. Feed him a bunch of sugar. Or cocaine, a bunch. Oh, they should have got him hopped up on drugs and his heart attack would have seized or his heart would have seized.
You know, one of my issues with this show is that they don't really ever address the fact that, like, there are so many people dying.
Oh, yeah. This one is.
These fights.
Huge amounts of people. Like, there are people walking around. It is during the daytime. So people are in these huge buildings. And he just slices one right in half.
Yeah. And they don't even address it. It's just like, all right, next episode, everything's fine. We did a good job.
It should
and
just
it's
be
like,
memorials.
No, you didn't, though.
All the time.
Yeah.
People on the side of the street crying.
People should kind of hate the Time Rangers.
I mean, they're preventing even more death.
Yeah, but like, I mean, they're kind of doing a bad job, though.
They're doing the best job that they can, correct, Mike?
Yeah, but you know, you realize that's, you know, they're saving part of the timeline that these people will die. No matter what that happens.
Actually, I guess the thing that we should mostly be looking at is they're never proactive on finding Dolnero's base and taking him out there. Or just finding the base, grabbing all of the prisoners, and then jet setting.
Mm-hmm.
The only time I think is Five Man when that happens is them like going to the base and like taking down shit.
Yeah.
Man, I love Five Man. Guys. That's the next series we're doing.
Well, because like in Car Ranger, the villains are on like a different planet or whatever. But in this, like they're on Earth. So it'd be easy. Or should be.
That's my same beef with Buffy the Vampire Slayer. The Scoobies never are actively trying to find like covens and nests to take out these vampires. Mm-hmm. They're just like, let them come to the surface and we'll find them when someone screams.
Yeah, once they, we'll wait until they murder someone. Yeah.
They could just be going in there with the UV lights during the daytime. Fight during the daytime, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, we know this building is full of vampires. Knock out all the windows.
Done.
They're demons. They can't be redeemed unless a curse is put on a single one of them. Why? Also, if magic can do that, people who can put these curses on should start doing that to all of them.
Yeah.
Wow.
But they don't. Tatsuya punches a wall.
And they should have just let him punch a hole in the wall. Like, give him that. He's angry.
Sure.
Mike, any thoughts on wall punches?
There you go.
Wait, did you just punch a wall?
Yo.
Did you break a hole in it?
No.
Oh, my God.
It's a hard wall, James. How did you think of the Hulk?
That was a relief of, oh, my God, because I was like, you're gonna have to fill that hole up or like a little mouse is going to crawl out and say, how you doing? And then you're going to have to raise that mouse as a motorcyclist.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure.
Like Howie Michael motorcycle?
I don't. I would have went with Ratatouille, but sure.
All right, you friggin' millennial. You are too, James.
Yeah.
I would have went with Stuart Little too. I wrote down, don't think they must be a UCB person.
And I said, don't say don't think it. Bye-bye Man rules.
Bye-bye Man might be a member of the UCB. He might like really do classes there. And he's really into improv.
Yeah, mm-hmm. In the shadows.
Mike's over here probably going to comedy sports, I bet.
Yeah.
That's big in Wisconsin.
Not by me.
Because you're in buttfuck Wisconsin.
Oh, you remember that. Good for you.
Oh, man, there's so much anal going on.
It's more like comedy farms.
Comedy sewing.
Nailed it.
Comedy gardening. Why not?
We're like comedy sharts.
Why are you so fixated on shit lately?
Yeah, what's with shit this time? What's the worst shit I've ever heard in my life?
You did.
You're like, oh yeah, it's a cheese made of butt plugs.
Yeah, you started with a butt plug.
You started.
And then Mike said it was cheese.
No.
One and one together.
Yeah. Things you
That's
said.
That's what you get.
Oh my God.
Oh Lord.
Also, during all of this, people are happily walking around in the city. In this city, people are being murdered by a giant robot. You'd be able to see and hear that happen. Yeah.
And they're just Christmas shopping, having a good time.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's a pandemic. It's a national tragedy. things are happening, but the economy must keep going.
Exactly. Talk about
okay,
pandemic.
So it's
something
accurate,
about
then.
The end just fucking blows my mind.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that.
Okay.
Oh, what? That time Robata is dressed as Santa Claus?
No.
Tatsuya screams he comes back because of the friggin'. He's like, I'm done being obedient, and then punches Gien with a kick.
Yeah, that was epic.
Yeah, kicked Gien in the dome piece. And Gien, as Gien's trying to steal the reactor for evil shit.
And then my last note is, a Zord riding a dinosaur, hella cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
That's all my notes.
Pretty sweet. Pretty epic.
What I will admit is that Power Rangers definitely adapted everything else from these three episodes, verbatim. It is straight from Time Ranger.
I hear that a lot of Time Force is like a 1v1 with Time Ranger.
It is, with a few tweaks and changes here and there. But it's like if you compare them, like I was watching both of them side by side and I was like, they take direct shots. Like there's the one moment where you see Tetsu's eye close up. You see the peril of the Rangers in the Zord.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same shot in Power Rangers Time Force. They do the same exact shot in Power Rangers. It's like ripping it. I actually love the fact they're adapting these stories directly from Time Ranger to Time Force. It makes it actually powerful because the father storyline in these three episodes is very strong in Power Rangers because it's the same thing. You know, he has to take over the company. You know, he has to... you know, do that. And he's like, I got to do this for myself. I want to be with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, and there's a chance where he's going to die. He's going to die. And there's a moment where he might die. And there's the stark difference between Time Ranger and Time Force is that in Time Force, he lives. But in Time Force, let's say the captain counterpart in Time Force, he gives life to the father as a gift.
Oh,
it is a weird, it was like, wait, what? You give him life? Because he was about to die. And I was like, he just gives him like an orb in his hand. And it's like, here, take this healing power. And I'm like, what the fuck is this shit?
I don't like that. I do have a question. The previous episode we watched was them infiltrating a cult. Is that 1v1 in Time Force?
I have not looked at the previous episode. That could be a quick
that's, if you don't
search.
Know it off the top of your head, we'll check into it. Or, hey guys, let us know in a 5-star iTunes review.
Yeah.
Cool, yeah.
Nicole, you got any more notes?
Yeah. They they decide to stay in the past because by saving the future for 30th century, the captain said, what was it, like 2001?
Yeah.
There's like a huge catastrophe. Yep.
Yeah, the Great Extinction.
2/3 of the planet gone. I'm like, damn, this is like a 1v1 of the pandemic from last year. Like, fuck.
Oh, no.
It wasn't 2/3 gone. That'd be real fudged.
No, I was like watching. I was like, what the fuck is going on? You're really telling me this is happening to us?
Yeah.
And that's Time Ranger. Yeah. Any more notes, Nicole?
Christmas.
And it's Christmas. They celebrate. Honami's there. It's a beautiful time.
Yeah. It's a nice little song at the end.
They say, "Why do we why?" I was bowing as Nicole was clapping. But, Mike, we ask every person this question. If you were a laundress, what would your name be? So they always accept, unless you're Hell's Gate, unless you want to be a Hell's Gate prisoner, they always have their crime mixed with their alias. What would your crime and alias be? And what would you do to make the laundress money?
The only two that I can think of on the top of my head is murder and mix, murder mix, and I would mix up murders just to switch up, like, culprits and people who are accused of murder, just to mix them up. Like, oh, you didn't commit murder. You used to commit murder, just to switcheroo.
Okay. How would this make money, though?
Because people would
pay him to do it.
Oh, okay.
Pay me to do that. It's a job.
All right. Damn.
I mix up murders.
And how would you take down the Time Ranger by doing this? I guess frame them for murder?
Yeah. I would like switch up like a crime that happened nearby and be like, the Time Rangers did it.
Okay.
And they have to investigate, like, and they have to clear their name.
Like, oh, this child accidentally murdered this cat on accident. But then you switch that child around with, like, a kingpin boss that, like, strangled a mark to death. And then you switch that around. Oh, my God, this child murdered this mark? And then it's like, this man accidentally killed a cat by running it over on their tricycle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they're scot-free because it's like, okay, well, that's, please stop, I guess, riding tricycles. Who are you, Jigsaw?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. One and done, baby. Nice. And by that, I mean, like, we got one episode done.
Murder, mix them up.
Murder, mix them up.
Mix them up.
And it's like, yo, mix them up. Come over here. What are you going to do with this body? And you're like, whoa, guys, I don't want to see the crime. I'm kidding. I want to see the crime. And it's just like dude with his like head bashed in with the like blunt side of an axe because someone really wanted to get in there.
But it's really like a seagull eating a small bird whole.
Yeah. So that's the that's the switch them up.
Switched it. Yeah.
Switch them up. I mix them up. Mix those around.
What if there was a man-sized seagull laundress and it was just a man-eating seagull?
That's terrifying.
And that just is goes, terrifying. Oh,
blah, blah. You know, like in Die Ranger when Batron Strang, like, he had a big old tentacle that, like, ate people sometimes? It's like that, but a mouth of a human.
I don't like it.
Or a seagull.
I don't like it.
Why not? It could be cool.
Nope.
You want to know what is cool? Plugging your stuff so people can hear it. Mike, what you got to plug?
Besides a cheese log butt plug?
No.
just got you, bitch. if you know who I am in the tokusatsu community, I do a Ponderous podcast called Into the Gray with my fellow co-host Sean, and of course, the addition of Tyler. We talk about Power Rangers. We're covering SPD. These two were on possibly the worst episode of SPD possible, and I apologize for that. I always do because I didn't expect that to happen, but it was a fun ride to talk about that. If you want to check that out, check it out on any podcast platform you can, but we host on Anchor, which is anchor.fm/intothegrid. If you want to follow us on Twitter, just follow at Go in the Grid. I'm tweeting a bunch of Power Rangers, Super Sentai stuff, what have you. Follow along. I do polls sometimes. It's a fun time on the Twitterverse there. Outside of that, I have my own personal account, which is at Mike Mixtape. I'll tweet some random likings of my own. And then I do my own podcast network called Project Mixcast, where I do a various podcasts. There's a Godzilla podcast called Men Among Monsters, which I'm currently editing and uploading. It's a backlog up to the Mountain of Matmasu. I don't know what I'm saying because I'm just fucking plugging everything that I'm doing at this point. There's other podcasts on there. I'm working on a ton of stuff, but for now, Going the Grid is possibly the place to go. But if you want to check out Project Mixcast, it's at Project Mixcast on Twitter. It's anchor.fm/Project Mixcast. And just follow me on Twitter at Mike Mixtape. Just everything I do is in my Twitter bio from there.
Hell yeah. Nicole, what you got to plurg?
Oh, baby. It's me. At Darling Homebody on social medias, mostly Instagram, but kind of not really lately. I've been really busy with other stuff. DarlingHomebody.com for creepy cute stuff that I make, and patreon.com/darlinghomebody for monthly sticker and magnet.
Hey guys, head over to mlmpod.com for information on the other podcasts that I do, like This Movie's Gay, Hit It, and Crit It. Also, you can download all of my music under Marsh Land Monster. That's three words, or you can find that on Spotify and all of that. But downloading it, there's also a lot more stuff over there on mlmpod.com. But speaking of mlmpod, go over to patreon.com/mlmpod, where you can get exclusive podcasts such as the new show This Existed. I'm showing Lil Corey movies that I have a hard time proving to people existed. We start with Meet the Deedles. That will be out on Friday. And then also Nicole has a show on there where it's a watch-along show where we're watching pilots called Should This Exist? And it's very fun. We did Clerks, the 1995 live multicam sitcom. It was fun. You get all of that for $5 a month. There's now 60-plus episodes of content to watch. So $5, you're going to have a backlog that you're going to enjoy going through. But if you're a $10 patron, you get watch-alongs as well as shoutouts. So let's begin on that front, starting with Eric Berry of Ranger Command Power Hour. I apologize, Steve. It's Steve F, aka Hit People Guy. Then the person I just said they're not getting two shoutouts. I'm kidding. It's Eric Berry of Ranger Command Power Hour. Alex Z, the Waz. Orion, he's a rapper. Defo, D-F-O. Kayla, aka Two Grapes. Tyler Wright, he's our friend. Elliot W at Garlic Sunshine on Instagram. And Jordan B, the Chaos Witch. Thank you so much, Mike, for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And thank you, Nicole, for being here as always.
You're welcome.
I've been James.
I'm Nicole.
I'm Mike.
And we've been
Mostly Speaking Sentai.
Bye-bye. See you in class, bitch dicks. This has been a Marshland Media production, produced by James McCullum. For more content, please visit mlmpod.com. To support our network and have access to exclusive podcasts, head over to patreon.com/mlmpod and sign up today.
Oh, yeah.